116.
If we all do it three together, we'll sound like a chuffling panther.
Okay.
Oh, let's do it. Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Meow.
What?
That's Jesse. Oh, you big old pussycat.
Meow. Exit to stage right even.
Welcome everybody to the minisode behind Patreon's pristine pearly gates that you are getting for free at some point way later on down the line. I got a fun thing to talk about, but I kind of want to just, you know, the natural segue between Disney and Disney or whatever it is that Alex has in store for us.
You want to know what it is about Aladdin, don't you?
I need to know. I need to know what about Aladdin I should be, like, lusting after.
Okay, well, you know, you might. I don't know. You're a fucking freak on a leash, so we'll see what happens. Here's what's
up. On a leash, baby. I'm trying to take that leash off.
I know you are. I know you are, baby. I know you are. March 27th, 2022. If you didn't notice, the theme of my Disney episode two-parter that I just did is that Disney is slowly convincing everybody to be unable to tell the difference between what is what's real and what is fake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The brainwashing.
I don't know if it's 100% true, but it seems to be working. I'll just put it that way, right? A website that I know quite well, InsideTheMagic.net, a trusted video articles, Disney, everything Disney related website, kind of fandom site, posted an article titled, Disney Park's Aladdin actors are reportedly allowed to kill guests. And I have a little quote here from the article for you guys. That's
got to be contextless in so many
ways.
I'm
going to have Mathis read this little quote. Right. So this is for you.
Recently, the proud Diz Nerds Instagram account shared what is perhaps one of the most unique paragraphs in the Disney Parks cast member handbook. The stipulation reportedly applies only to the actors who portray Aladdin at Disney properties. Per the post, the handbook's park safety section reportedly reads, quote, although we want every Disney guest to have fun, our number one priority is safety. Because of this, Aladdin will never under any circumstances kill a park guest unless it is absolutely necessary to save the lives of a greater number of park guests. This is referred to as Aladdin's exemption. Fun and games aside, Disney has not confirmed at any point that this is actually in the cast member character actor handbook, but it does seem like Aladdin's exemption would be difficult to make up. And that last line is that seems like a really easy thing to make up, to be honest
and
with you.
And it was very easy to make up.
Okay.
Heard of Clickhole?
Yes.
Clickhole?
It's all a satire site.
It's like
site.
BuzzFeed, but it's made by The Onion is basically what it is.
Yes, exactly. Just like Hard Drive, which is the video game version of that.
Yeah. Hard Drive, I think, is like grassroots. I don't think they're actually owned by The Onion, right?
No, I don't think they are either, but idea of like Onion-like.
So they write like listicles
articles.
And like sort of like fandom articles and stuff like that. And in 2015, 7 fucking years ago, they wrote an article that is called This is the Handbook Each Actor Who Plays Aladdin at Disney World is Given. And it has a bunch of other things about Aladdin. Here's another quote from that same article that had the quote about him killing. Aladdin is the street urchin who owns a blue slave. He wears a tiny red hat and is extremely poor. When interacting with the public, Aladdin should always keep in character and try to steal money/food by any means possible short of physical violence. Aladdin uses trickery and charisma to steal, not brute strength. Aladdin is Muslim, but not especially religious.
What the fuck?
Character rules. Oh my God. If a park guest is eating food, Aladdin must always try to steal it from them. Aladdin thinks slavery is sometimes okay. In Aladdin's mind, all of Disney World is a magical illusion the genie created and trapped him in. Aladdin should never say, I want to eat my delicious monkey, Abu. Even though Aladdin is always extremely hungry, he would never eat his friend. If Aladdin is asked for his autograph, he should include an inspirational quote from the Quran beneath his name. Aladdin once rode on Space Mountain and thought he had been teleported to hell. When performing alongside Jasmine, Aladdin should never kiss her or engage in any other type of physical affection because Aladdin suspects she's actually the genie in one of his many disguises. The genie wants to have sex with Aladdin as revenge for being his slave.
What?
So this is the tone of the article that they took this quote from and made it into a real post.
And just this is real.
If you trace the quote back, the one that's inside the magic.
So what I'm saying is, dude, Minimum
Inside
research
the magic
is what you're saying
is
to do.
Quoting an Instagram account that then quoted a 7-year-old clickhole article that says Aladdin is a Muslim and writes a Quran quote underneath his autograph every time.
That's incredible. That's incredible because people are just so fucking stupid.
That's my point. People are very fucking stupid. So please, when you read these goofy things, the types of things that you would call Alex episodes, you really do have to take them with a grain of salt.
That's the whole point. That's why people love your episodes. Well,
like,
that's depressing.
You know how I view it, honestly?
Hilarious.
Rather than me being like a researcher or a historical documenter, is I'm unearthing a story that exists like under a lot of different websites and things that make one big branching storyline web. And it doesn't really matter if that story is true, because the part that's interesting is just the fact that it exists and how it exists and why it exists to me.
And yeah, the path, how it even came to exist.
And though
is
the article is just like an edgy, like humor article by Clickhole, this fucking shit is like insane. Like somebody was like, that seems pretty hard to make up. That's like their reasoning for why it's there. I don't know. It's weird. Like, don't do that shit, people. Don't do that.
Don't. No, do not. Jesse, why don't you take it next? You usually close us out, but now you're going to be the middleman today. You're a sandwich between the two of us.
You see, gents, today I come bearing gifts, because usually I come on here with some boring science thing, or some type of nonsense.
Dare you?
Today, I want to take you to the Spanish internet. It's like the normal internet, but, you know, Spanish. Right.
Except
and
in Spanish.
Over there is a video. The reason why I say Spanish internet is because this article says it, and I think it's very funny.
Is that like black Twitter?
I imagine so. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I have no clue.
I can't get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently
we're
on
not
footage,
allowed, that's fair.
They have captured some sort of something crawling around on camera. They don't know what it is, and I'm just gonna send you a link. Sadly, the only video I could find would let me link it to you directly is a TikTok, and it has some stupid voice over it. My apologies in advance to you two, but what is this? Tell me.
I'm
what
excited.
Just
you
describe
have
what you see.
My
try
attention,
and,
all right. Sir. Okay, so I'm gonna mute this so I can talk. Okay, there's a, it kind of looks like a Fresno Nightcrawler initially. Ugh. It just looks like a lump with two legs. But okay, nope. That looks like
it looks
something
like,
crawling.
It looks like maybe there's something behind it
fours.
That it's dragging.
Oh, what? What? That's gotta be fake, dude. What? That's a, an upside down woman face.
It looks like a woman
that's crawling like a crab.
It looks
this
like
Japanese ghost horror movie shit.
There
with
you
their
go.
Head upside down.
Yeah, enjoy
that's
that.
That's heinous. I hate that. That's horrifying.
What?
It's like if it is a person, the way it's postured. It's like,
I mean, I'm positive it's
like
a person
at a 90-degree angle, like
it's
from the
terrific.
Side.
Pretty awful.
Where is this supposed to be again?
Somewhere on the Spanish internet. It doesn't say anything.
Internet.
It just says mysterious creature caught on camera. And then that's it. Now people are it's making its rounds.
You know what they're doing is they're crab walking to the Chilluminati studio to tell us that they're making a La Llorona movie.
Damn.
Oh my god. Thank God somebody told us, man.
It is it's a very weird video, right? Like even if it's
very weird.
A fake fan made thing, like still creepy. So
it's like it's like they
strange.
Leveled up that like shitty Dobby video like 10 times.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like. I don't like that. You know what?
Weird.
I don't care if it's fucking real. That's what I was just saying about the other story. I don't care if it's fucking real.
It's
like
uncomfortable.
That.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm loving the comments underneath. The first the comments are like, here's one. Evil does exist. May God, Jehovah protect us all and all from all evil and danger. Some of this incidents to happen in life around the world.
The first two. Oh, so geez. Basically, it is a 3-camera angle video.
Yeah.
And the first one, it shows it kind of coming from the right. And the second one shows it coming from the left. And it may just be a flipped angle on that one. I don't know. It may be the same shot, just flipped. But then there is a directly on, head on for this thing. And that's
like
where you
Resident
see this
Evil
like upside down
fucking camera angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You can see the monster coming around the corner.
It's at first it kind of looks silly. And then you watch it again and you're like, interesting. And then that third shot is just like, I don't care if this is fake. That's some horror movie shit. I don't like that.
So yeah, I figured I'd let you two enjoy that. Hopefully we'll get it posted over on the subreddit and everyone
I've watched it too many times now and I'm mad.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It makes me feel gross the more I watch it.
Yeah, it's very strange. I feel like it's probably a hoax. Like a person knowingly doing this because they know the security cameras are there. It's very weird though. The way she's postured is so
weird. Even if it is weird, even if it is dumb, even if it's a hoax, this comment sums it up perfectly. This is the dumbest shit I've wasted 5 minutes on. This is a 20-second video.
Yeah, you know what? That's phenomenal.
That's like
I love
me,
that.
Though. I watched that shit like 15 times.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's fascinating. You're just like, I guess I'll watch it again. What is this? Yeah.
That's phenomenal. I come with science today, actually.
What?
Well, science, I'm more like government stuff. So before we jump into that, there's like a couple like quick things. Did you see that scientists have actually achieved nuclear fusion for the first time?
Dude, this shit is the hypest shit ever. I don't know the actual implications of the amount, like the technology.
They've got a long way to go, they said, but it's the first time they were able to actually do it and prove its existence of put basically long story short, they fired two lasers at a molecule. And the idea is in nuclear fusion is that you're going to get more energy back than you put into it, which is where infinite clean energy kind of comes from. And they were, with the amount of energy they put in the molecule, they got a reaction that gave them more energy back, which is the first time it's been accomplished, which is huge for the scientific world. That's so awesome.
And maybe the future of our entire species. So
yeah, our whole species literally could like hinge on that being, you know, more of it happening. So that's super cool. The other quick science thing is they refound the last known Tasmanian tiger remains. They discovered them in a museum cupboard. Because they were lost. They lost the Tasmanian tiger.
Oh, because it was in a zoo and then it died, right?
Yeah, it was in a zoo. It died in captivity in 1936. Right. And the remains were gone. They found them. So now they can clone them, I guess, if they want to. It's fascinating.
They technically could. That would be super interesting because Tasmanian they look cool as shit.
They're very weird. You can look it up. Yeah, they're very cool looking.
Yeah.
Bringing back species that have gone extinct in our own species lifetime is interesting.
Like a dodo?
Idea. Yeah, bring the dodo back.
Only if I can taste a sweet, succulent dodo bird.
Yeah, you're going to eat one. That's all. You just want to eat it. But the real thing I come with today is that Congress passed their budget, which includes one of the largest UFO budgets we've ever seen. I'm going to quickly go over just like some of the stuff that it relates to.
Now, is this for the fact that they've greenlit all these special projects with UFOs? Like we talked about it before, but they had all the different scientists and stuff involved.
Yeah. So this here is approved by the U.S. Senate today on the 15th. So literally today with an 83-11 approval for the National Defense Authorization Act, or the giant budget that they do every single year. Yeah. The bill contains several important new provisions pertaining to what they now call unidentified anomalous phenomena. No longer do they call it aerial phenomena. The A has been switched. Which people have been reporting on since July. They include a new quote unquote secure system through which people who work for government agencies or government contractors or have done so in the past may report what they know about UFO related matters to the Pentagon's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, without fear of violating classification laws and with protection from reprisal by any government agency or contractor. So if you come forward with stuff, no longer can you be punished by or yelled at by the people who you worked for, which I guess, is a fear for a lot of people probably to like come out about.
That's
going to
be a big watershed. Like if that's really what it's been, this could be it. You know what I mean?
This could be huge. Yeah. The other things of interest as well is that the information that they gather is being passed on to the Congressional Armed Services and Intelligence Committees and to top congressional leaders. The other part of the bill that I find interesting, and this is the last bit of that I'll talk about, is the bill also included a mandate for a review of government archives on UAP dating back all the way to January 1st, 1945.
Hmm.
So they are now re-reviewing, and that's like when UFOs started to show up.
That's like the golden age, yeah.
That's like exactly when. And so this is being talked about kind of in a few different places, Black Vault and so on, which is what we talked about last week. But this is fascinating because, we're getting again weird tangential confirmations that Maybe people were being kept quiet, you know, due to classification or what have you. And now that gets put out of the way. The fact that they want to go back and relook at every single report starting in 1945, on the day of 1945, January 1st, is weird. This is another weird, for something that is supposedly just other aircraft that they promised us, you know, in that article that we talked about a couple weeks back. There's a whole lot of other weird shit just kind of happening in the background still. So I don't know. It leaves me still on that frustrating edge of like, what? But this is big. It's big for the budget. It's big for the protections they guarantee. And this is some interesting tidbits of what they're actually doing in terms of research on their past. Yeah, their past shit. So I find that fascinating and I love that kind of thing. So I don't know. What do you, does it air you on any particular direction? Do you feel like it nudges you further in? Maybe there is something going on that's not human made.
It seems possible. That's all I can say.
I know.
Like, I don't know. Like, it seems possible.
I know.
Like, it's so ridiculous of a premise to come down on, like, definitively on that.
I'm just saying, but like, this for me, this keeps me on the side of like, I don't know, but it feels like there's maybe something there that they're still being so weird about everything. And we talked about in the MJ-12, like they're working on secret ships. We knew about their bombers when the UFO shit was going on. And like, you know, like it makes no sense. There's a lot of things that just don't make sense. You about to say something? I cut you off.
No, Jesse? I just wanted to go look and see, because I do think it's very interesting that they're doing this, but yeah. I was trying to Google and see if they had any examples online of all the weird things government has spent money on in the past. And if this, because sorts of stuff, right?
Well, they invested into the Stars Academy for one. Like they were working with them and still maybe are probably. Like they invest into a ton of things.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff. The problem is that most of the stuff you find online is like the goofy stuff, like the time they spent $28 million on green pattern camouflage for troops going into Afghanistan, right? And it's like, that makes those like that. I'm looking for like when they spent it on real weird stuff and did it pay off later? Yeah. Did they do anything? You know, it's like how we ended up with Velcro and things like that. Like spending it on that kind of weird stuff.
I want to get the three shells for my toilet paper. That's my new shit.
Do you know how, Alex Fossiani, do you know how they use those three shells?
No.
I do. Confirmed by the director I know, and I'm gonna let you know you think you want it. It is two shells to pool, one shell to scoop. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're welcome now. That's why we need to watch Demolition Man, Mathis. That's why we need to watch Demolition Man.
Man, the opinions on who we are in that movie were varied. We were all called everybody at some point.
Everybody was like, Alex is fucking Sandra Bullock.
Yep. Regardless though, like, I don't know, this aspect of like the budget and like the protections and stuff doesn't seem like it's an investment in something stupid as much as like a continuation of what I would consider very slow, subtle, not exposure, fucking, you know what I mean?
Disclosure?
Disclosure. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Well, I think anymore. That this is, it's interesting that they're spending the money on it. Will it amount to anything? I mean, people who believe in like government cover-ups and stuff, spending money, hiring all these people to come on, this could easily just be like the greatest cover-up ever, right? Who knows, man? Who knows?
Yeah, the fact that they're given protections at the least to people to come forward—that's like, yeah, it's fascinating. That's it. More interesting UFO news. Like, there's a bunch of sightings that are still happening. I mean, there was one over Colombian city. Like fucking today, I think. So, you know, go look. The weird UFO sightings have kicked up, as I've been saying, for a couple of weeks. I wonder when we'll see them die down again.
Never, hopefully.
That's what I want is like never, hopefully. And I'm not going to tangent. We'll wrap this up.
You just want to, saw a glimpse into Mathis's like utopian future. he's just from whatever, just from like fucking Star Wars, Star myself. Trek First Contact. What's his name?
You got it. Star Trek First Contact? Picard?
I'm Jesse.
Not Picard. Zefram Cochran?
Zefram
Cochran, sorry, man.
Lost track
that's
of
you,
what
Mathis.
We're
that's you,
there.
Man.
That's me. You know, that's me.
Wait, if he's Zefram, you get to be Geordi the Forge, and I get to be my man Riker. We're in the back seat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'll take it.
I love those. Are like, those are great characters. Anyway,
Geordi LaForge, man. That's the best thing you've ever called me. All right.
I love Geordi. He's so bad with the ladies.
That's true. I mean, he's definitely not.
Riker fucks everybody, and Geordi has a hard time with a hologram.
Yeah, he's rough.
You know, it happens.
All right. See you guys next time.
All right, guys. We're out of here. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys so much for supporting us, and we love you. Goodbye. Bye. Thank you so much to Stamps.com for sponsoring today's episode, and I'm here to kill your fun. Why is that? Because it's the middle of February, almost March of 2024. The year is well on its way. And as the excitement of the new year begins to kind of wear off and you find your new groove, you find your new routines, you hold to those promises you made for yourself, other people have to just keep moving and things don't slow down. A lot like small businesses like we do over here at Chiluminati. And that's where Stamps.com comes in so important. We all start to settle into our new day-to-day, but for businesses who do a lot of mailing and shipping, you just gotta keep moving. And Stamps.com streamlines all your mailing and shipping to turbocharge your operational efficiencies. And the Stamps.com app is like a post office in your pocket, so you can stay on top of things even if you're always on the go. I've been signed up and using Stamps.com for years at this point, and I can't imagine doing anything else. And Stamps.com has rates you can't find anywhere else, like up to 89% off of USPS and UPS. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses, whether they're mailing out checks, invoices, legal documents, books, or literally anything else. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business, and all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale so you have everything you need just to get started. So keep on mailing and shipping and moving at the speed of your business with Stamps.com. You can sign up with promo code CHILL right now for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and just enter our code CHILL. That's all. Get a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale at Stamps.com, promo code CHILL. Thanks to Stamps.com for sponsoring today's episode.
Hello, my little Chiluminauts, and welcome to Minisode 118. It's Alex's seductive Bigfoot call.
That sounded like some type of creepy doll. Circus of values.
Boys, is it crazy or what that 2022 is just about done? We've got one more episode in 2022, and that's it.
It's wild.
This one?
And then it's... No, next week.
20, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then that's it. Then we go into 2023 and we start 2023 off with a bang.
A big bang.
A big bang.
What's the bang?
True crime.
Oh, yeah. Is it a secret?
We can't. Well, hold on. Whoa. We're doing a true crime thing. We still haven't tackled the Alex things. Greenstone? No, I refuse this.
I just did a two-parter last week.
I'm still waiting on JFK. I'm still waiting on the green.
Okay, I got JFK. Did you know they just declassified thousands of new JFK documents?
Why are you not doing it in 2023?
13,000 of them. 13,000 of
them. I'm doing that one like almost certainly as my next one, unless I need to do one more before that.
We're not doing a serial killer, I'll tell you that much. We're doing true crime, but it's like similar to MK Ultra style true crime.
It's about those guys that cheated the Monopoly McDonald's game.
No, it'll be using a 730. It'll be using a 731. I want to cover unit 731. It'll be like a one or two part.
That's gonna be great. Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be full of really fun times. But it is. We're getting toward the end of the year,
which means
Alex brought us a list.
That's right. I did a greenstone tease in the previous episode, but not that greenstone, the type of green that gets you stoned. This is my review of Leafly's Weirdest, Wildest Weed Stories of 2022 by Bruce Barcott and David Downs, baby.
I love it. I love it.
So there's a couple of them. First one is Minnesota in July. Actually a little bit before July. They passed a law that they didn't realize legalized 5-mg THC edibles in Minnesota. They thought that it was going to be like, regulation law that kind of like made it harder for people to do it, but they actually legalized it. There's a quote from Senator Jim Abler who said, "That doesn't legalize marijuana. We didn't just do that, did we?" And they did. And
tax dollars at work, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but turns out the whole government is in favor of it, so it's probably
not going to happen. They're not going to reverse it. But and then they're probably going to go the rest of the way.
They got a taste of the tax dollars that kind of came in from like, wait a minute.
Yeah, they're probably going to go the rest of the way next time. Next story. Mike Tyson put out edibles this year that are in the shape of
ears. Shape of an ear. Yay.
Yeah. I remember
which
this.
Which is absolutely insane because he bit a man's ear off?
Yeah,
he actually bit off Evander Holyfield's ear. And then Evander Holyfield turned around and licensed the ears and now has holy ears as well, which are his version of the fucking ear gummies. So that's just like a weird fucked up thing, like a GTA-esque thing. And then there was Louisiana Democratic Senator, Senate candidate, Gary Chambers, who smoked a blunt in his ad because he wanted to show that he was serious about weed reform. He said, most of the people police arrest aren't dealers, but rather people with small pot amounts of pot, just like me. And then he fucking smoked a blunt in his ad, which I think love is that. That's such genius. A good ad.
Wait, hold on. Did he win?
No, he lost.
No.
But Louisiana's
a bunch of squares, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Circle K announced in October that in Florida they would have weed pickup kiosks at Circle K's.
At Circle K? Strange things are afoot at the Circle K, my friends.
Super, super wild. And, yeah, I guess this is then they canceled it. The Florida Health Department canceled it.
With that sounds like Florida.
The quote says, Florida has never approved a medical marijuana treatment center to operate out of a gas station. Got bodied.
Well.
Also, there was a Chiba bong that was sold this year. That's like a Chia Pet. That's a bong. It was sold for $41.22, but it's sold out now. But it's sold by Dankstop. Looks hilarious. So literally just a bong that looks like a Chia Pet. Kind of actually classy looking. Like it looks kind of like a little like Mesoamerican pottery. It looks nice. Also, the National Park Service in October said that the Sonoran Desert Toad needs to, you guys got to stop licking that thing.
Please leave the wildlife alone, everybody.
Yeah.
You got to stop licking that.
You're really
thing,
not
please.
Supposed to lick them anyway. Like the real way that you're supposed to do it is to like get that and then dry it out and then smoke it. But a lot of scientists have been putting forth effort, and this is just my own commentary on this. A lot of scientists have been putting forth effort to replicate this chemical without having to bother toads, and it does exactly the same thing. It's the exact same chemical, but now the same like weird like environmental hippies that were like into smoking the toad, now that the toad is being threatened, they don't want to try the like synthetic version because they're like, it's not the same, man. So, you know. Politics are stupid, guys.
Yes, they are.
Then there was this time this year when the DEA, DEA Drug Education Foundation put out a like emoji cheat sheet of like what emojis mean what drugs. And they had things like football or a fire could be oxy, or a palm or a fir tree or a fire or a cloud could mean weed, or a mushroom could mean mushrooms. Or the maple leaf, the like Canadian maple leaf emoji could be drugs. Universal for drugs.
Just drugs. All drugs.
People started making so much fun of it that they actually deleted the tweet.
Are we going to turn into these people as we enter our 40s and 50s? As we're like
out of touch old men? Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to become so out of touch that we don't understand emojis?
All I need to say about this is go back and look at in the 1980s what 40-year-old people looked like and just realize
they all like, very 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 they look like grandmas.
I think there's been a slight change in what people the way people act. Is it for better or worse? I guess time will tell, but there's definitely a change, that's for sure.
Absolutely there's a change. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's my tip. Don't talk about shit that you don't fully understand as if you are an authority on
Wait,
it and no
what?
One will, and no, no one will make fun can't. Of no one will make fun of you. In North India, there was a story about hundreds of pounds of weed that were seized by the police were eaten, like 350 pounds or 850 pounds, actually, of weed were eaten by rats.
That's hilarious.
Some people say it was destroyed by rain and flooding. Some people say it was destroyed by rats. I think these cops are smoking weed.
Yeah, probably.
Also, scientists at Kansas State University found out that if you give hemp to cows, they chill out. Hilarious. It, quote, increases lying behavior and decreases biomarkers of stress and inflammation in cattle. It's like They just like fucking gave cows CBD, CBD and they chilled treatment. Out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's got CBD tincture.
Yeah. In also in Lampang in Thailand, they've been feeding chickens weed water. They've been like infusing their water with weed, and it has provided chickens with higher quality meat, higher quality eggs, fewer antibiotics needed. Some of the chickens don't need any antibiotics.
Yeah, because I bet you they're less stressed, which is good for their immune system.
Yeah,
which means they're also like relaxed. Yeah, I bet you money.
Don't do this. Don't say it. The minute you say they feed the chickens that are meant for slaughter weed, some dude is about to make a post tomorrow that's like, don't you get it, you idiots? You're smoking that dope, and that's because the government's trying to keep you docile while they kill you. It's going to happen. You set this up. It's your problem now. Yeah. Not me.
Well, I'm tight.
I didn't say this.
Yeah, I'm chill. But yeah, I'm good. I like good music and I eat good food. Yeah, they resist weather. It's like literally chickens.
They get superpowers. They're immune to the cold.
Chickens in this area normally sell for about $1.70, 60 baht. But his chickens selling for double. So think about that. 120 baht per chicken.
That is an opportunity for a product called Nug Nugs.
You're right. But if you think that's blow your mind right now. The next thing I'm going to say is that Wingstop on April 18th put out Blazed and Glazed flavor.
I bought them twice.
Yeah. Literally weed flavored chicken wings that don't get you high.
But what they do, having bought them not once but twice because I liked it so much, is that it is the same if you went to like a like Hunan style Szechuan.
Oh, like the Szechuan pepper tingling?
Yeah, where it makes your mouth numb. It did that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's got terpenes and hemp seeds and strawberry and cayenne. That sounds delicious.
It was a good flavor, dude. It was great.
People say indica and sativa is a lie. It's all about the terpenes.
I mean, there's definitely a big difference between indica and sativa. Like,
it didn't make you high at all, but it had like a different flavor that was like super fun. And yeah, it made your tongue numb, which is like, I'm here for
how
it.
How fun.
Yeah.
Wild. There was a Brooklyn prosecutor in this month who got in trouble for helping weed dealers smuggle weed from New Jersey to California. I don't know what the fuck that's about. I don't know how much that weed is.
Was it just like such a fucking deal in Jersey?
I don't know how cheap that weed was going to be, but I bet you it was going to be real cheap. they seized like almost over 1,000 pounds of weed.
Jesus.
Because 800 pounds of it was stolen at gunpoint from an auto body shop in Plainfield. What? And,
it's incredible.
In 2015, and then they keep finding it out. It's just insane.
This is why it needs to be regulated. This is there's no way any of this is safe or smart, or it's just, it's so stupid.
Reading this again, I think that the actual crime happened a couple years ago, but that he pleaded guilty this month.
Oh, okay.
But still, it's insane. Also, in San Bernardino in California, these cops got in trouble at the sheriff's department for seizing the cash, like the cannabis truck, like the cannabis business cash transport trucks for legal weed dispensaries and stuff. The cops were like shaking them down, and they like in three separate occasions seized a total of over $1 million under asset forfeiture. So pretty fucking nuts. Okay, but Imperial Unit trucks were operating with state law. In a lawsuit, the company asserted that the stops were pretextual, meant to bolster the sheriff department's budget while harassing legal cannabis companies. And the joint agreement between Imperial and the sheriff's department said that the deputies, quote, are not highway robbers as previously reported in the media. So as part of the settlement or something where they returned the money to the company, they agreed to say that the cops weren't robbing them on the roads.
Dude, you want to hear something crazy cop thing real quick?
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast. It's like a 3-hour podcast where they're interviewing a cop, right? And he was saying a lot of shit that I didn't agree with, obviously. One of the biggest things is he kept using the word optics. Everything bad happening with the cops was always bad optics. And this line fell out of his mouth and I near fucking died in my seat. Rodney King killed the nightclub.
What?
Like the club, the stick, the beating stick, the clubs.
Like his assault like got those out of people's hands.
Yeah, and he said it in a way that was like that. Like it was phrased in a way it was like a shame that they don't have them anymore. Like Rodney King killed the club, basically.
That's, and I was just absolutely like, insane.
What? How did that come out of your lips? How?
That is fucking wild.
That made me, oh man, it made me so heated. I just got, my heart just fucking skipped. All right, anyway, sorry. Anything made me so heated. It's so, exactly, it was so evil.
And speaking of people that are evil, Dr. Oz was running against John Fetterman earlier this year.
that's right.
And he said that, weed should not be legalized this year because Pennsylvanians need to get back their mojo and get back to work.
Again, spreading the continued misinformation and proven now statistically, or rather scientifically proven lie that stoners are less productive than like
it's a little rough. I'm just going to say, you know, maybe that's part of the reason why he did not win that election, other than the fact that he's
one of the many,
not someone you should ever vote for this type of job, and that he does not live in the state of Pennsylvania. Anyway, in Florida, this is pretty crazy. In February of this year, there was a couple who got married, and they decided that it would be hilarious to put THC in the lasagna that everybody was eating. And halfway through the wedding, everybody went insane, and people needed medical attention. People like were falling ill, barfing, freaking out. Somebody sued the caterers for $30,000. Absolutely wild. This is from a guy who loves weed. Don't give people weed without telling them.
Yeah, no shit.
Don't give people anything without their consent to do it.
Consent like, that's in everything, so exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely insane. Also, there were these guys at MJ BizCon in November of this year.
Is that Mary Jane BizCon? Because that's very funny.
Yeah, it's a hilarious name for a convention. There was a movement in weed called Buy Weed From Women Movement. Pretty good idea. And I know a lot of, like, my delivery service, a lot of people still kind of follow the idea of buying weed from women-owned businesses. Kind of a cool little just way to, you know, get some businesses in the hands of people that maybe struggle to get them. This other company decided that they would walk around the convention in T-shirts that said, buy weed from rich white men. And they just got like bodied by the entire convention. Like everybody, like they went viral for being like shit.
Stoners are not the crowd for
Were they trying to be like, were they trying to joke? Because I was going to make the joke that like, I only buy my weed from former politicians turned weed salesmen, which is surprisingly a large amount of people. Right. Weird how they're, when they're in Congress, they're like, it's the devil's lettuce, it'll kill you. And the minute they're out, they're like, I have a majority shareholding stock in this new weed company. And you're like, bro, what?
I remember I watched Thief 1981, and put a screenshot of like how I look like Jim Belushi in Thief, and then Jim Belushi was like, "Hell yeah, brother!" And then I followed his like links to his page, and he had a weed company, and I was like, "Is that just like what happens when you're like a guy who doesn't want to seem lame when you're 50 as you start a weed company?"
Honestly, I think it's because somewhere someone was like, it is the new big cash industry. And admittedly,
it's like NFTs.
Like, it's a gold rush right now.
You can, especially like California is crazy. Where I live, there are multiple different stores run by different companies that are like big, not like mom and pop shops. I'm talking like,
you know, like MedMen.
That stuff. And you're just like, all right, I guess this is huge now.
Yep. I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
In 2022, the consumption of alcohol dropped while the consumption of weed skyrocketed over 200%.
Congrats, you know, everybody.
People don't like to get really depressed, turns out.
Yeah, it's weird.
Seems like alcohol might be bad for you to drink a shitload of.
Crazy.
Seems like the French have it right with the like one glass of wine maybe per day. Check this out. Grand finale for my thing here. And honestly, we've been going for a while. I apologize, guys.
No, you're good.
Grand finale for my thing here. Reddit user Gerard Binge posted this picture to r/trees. I'm going to just give you guys it because it's so funny.
r/trees?
Yeah, r/trees is like the
marijuana,
sure, marijuana, sure, okay, subreddit.
I was like, but
it's great
because
they
I
do
thought.
Get guys who show up and like post trees sometimes, and like the replies are amazing every time.
It's no hydro, homies. Let's be real.
That's important too. Like that's important.
Where do I see this?
I'm looking.
Oh, I put it on the Twitter. Is it not showing up?
Oh, Twitter. I was looking at Zoom. At this thing, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
made me look.
Oh, what? Oh,
I don't have it still. So
wait a minute. Oh. Sorry, guys. My browser got destroyed. You have to see the picture. You have to see the picture. It's only worth it for the picture. So just give me 1 second.
I'm very excited, to be honest.
You got to see the picture. Okay, here we go. That's going in. Bang, and then you can read. Jesse, read this out loud.
Found this pic of me in a Christmas play and realized my parents gave me a bong to take as a gift for the baby Jesus. It really is a bong. It has three kids. Dressed up like the wise men, and one has frankincense, and then I guess one—I don't know which one. Gold.
One looks like he's got a slow cooker filled with cheese and cheddar popcorn.
I'm guessing it's gold.
Yeah, yeah.
And then myrrh, and then frankincense is the bong, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. That has to be the bong. That has to be frankincense. Funny.
You know what? It explains why Jesus was such a chill dude. It's all clicking.
Dude, frankincense would be a great strain name.
Frankincense? That's got to be a thing.
Two words, though. Not the same word. You keep it separate.
Yeah. Right.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
The image is like Frankenstein, but in a Jesus robe.
I love that.
Yes, yes.
I love that, because he kind of is one, if you think about it, right?
Dude, and you got to have like a hidden bean boy somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get into the weed business. We're about that age, Chance.
Yeah, well, we're getting there.
It's on you, boys, because I'm in Texas, so that ain't happening anytime in the near future here.
Womp, womp.
Jesse, what are you bringing us today?
Well, so I really quickly have a really fascinating story, but I just want to, today is the solstice, y'all.
Hey,
I felt like that would be fun to talk about, but before
this
I jump
into that.
This is the
day the little red man could actually show up.
Yeah,
me.
Maybe. But in Smithsonian Mag, they have an article that's fascinating. It's about, again, why science is so cool, and especially dinosaurs, y'all. Big fan.
Hell yeah.
Love a good dinosaur story.
Fucking love dinos.
So paleontologists, a while ago, discovered this graveyard of ichthyosaurs in Nevada. And, you know, these are these things that are kind of like giant-ass, dolphin-y looking, they'll definitely eat you creatures, right? And there were... this place, this site called Quarry 2, there are all these corpses. And they were like, what the hell? Why are there so many dead dinosaurs here? They couldn't figure out why. Turns out the answer, after doing all their research and like digging deep, is that it's a lot of very big female specimens and then little kind of like baby specimens. And they realized this is where they would go as a spawning ground. And so either they died in birth or they were hunted there because there was a lot of round. Either way, they've concluded this was a spawning ground, which is why there's so many there. And I think that's cool. Super interesting. And I was like, oh, that's cool to know. But that's not what today's about, because today is the 21st. And I don't know when you're listening to this, listener, but it's the solstice. It's the winter solstice. And as you may or may not know, it is the longest night and shortest day in the Northern Hemisphere. And I wanted to give you some cool facts about the winter solstice.
So the
word solstice translates to sun stand still. In ancient cultures, viewed the winter solstice as a time of death and rebirth. And weirdly enough, a lot of crazy things happened on the solstice. Well, let's actually talk about those ancient cultures first before we get crazy. First off, you have the pagan festivals and all those things. The pagan festival of Yule honored the winter solstice, and druids believed that mistletoe, for example, this parasitic green plant that grows at the base of, like along oak branches and stuff like that. They thought it was the soul of the tree, which I think is very cute.
Meanwhile, the tree's like, ow, ow.
Yeah. It also, and by the way, it seems weird that a lot of that translated to Christmas, but, it's just, whatever. I'm not saying that it was stolen, but whatever. In Scandinavia, they celebrate St. Lucia's Day as the winter solstice. In the celebrations of the Hopi people, the winter solstice marks an important day as well. In the Chaco Canyon in New Mexico.
Oh, delicious.
There's
my favorite Mario Kart level.
And ancient ancestral Puebloans built elaborate, like, first off, they had a huge city there, but they also have these weird like sun symbols that when the sun strikes these petroglyphs at exactly the summer and winter solstice, they become these like bright glistening sun daggers. Very cool stuff.
Follow it to the Death Star.
You have things like Stonehenge being aligned to the winter solstice, and the Nazca lines in Peru being aligned to the summer or winter solstice. The sun illuminates an ancient Irish tomb on the winter solstice. You these traditions of, you know, like I was saying, a lot of winter celebrants of the solstice would get super high on mushrooms. And this is a thing that like transcends a lot of cultures. Because the reason why is the winter solstice, like I said, is this time of being the darkest, shortest day of the year. But also it's viewed as this kind of like time of rebirth and connection with the spirit realm. And weirdly enough, speaking of rebirth, the pilgrims landed at Plymouth on December 21st. Marie Curie discovered radium on the 21st. The Apollo mission to the moon was launched on the Apollo 8 mission was launched 1968 on the 21st. Some interesting, fun little things there.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I thought this was kind of interesting that during the winter solstice, well, the specific, how to best describe this? The North Pole during, like, there's an exact moment there's a winter solstice. Like, they know the time this year. At 9:48 p.m. UTC, the North Pole is faced the furthest away from the sun.
Mm.
So that's like, that is the winter solstice moment. And just another fun little fact that I always think is very funny because it reminds me of an incredibly wacky game that Grendor and I played a long time ago. Many people thought the world was going to end on the winter solstice in 2012.
Still here, baby!
December 21st, 2012 was the date 13.0.0.0.0 in the Mesoamerican long calendar used by the Mayans, and it marked the end of a 5,126-year cycle. Obviously nothing happened, but maybe it did!
But what if we merged with other timelines?
And then my favorite fact, which I think is the best one, which is super interesting, and when you hear it, you're like, wait, what? But when you realize what it says, it's actually pretty genius. The Earth, again, it's the coldest, it is the darkest, yet the Earth is at its closest point to the sun during the winter solstice.
Huh. That's cool.
It's because the northern hemisphere is turned away. So in the southern hemisphere, they're getting roasted right now.
Australia
it's
is
like
having a hard
unavoidably
time.
Unavoidably mystical. Yeah. Just by nature of the fact that it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating thing. And you can understand
actually
why.
Has to do with nature. You know what I mean? It's nuts.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can understand why all these different, you know, peoples in the past where the sun really, let's be real, no matter what deities who create, the sun is doing all the work. And so there's a lot of like sun worship and sun acknowledgement. And when it disappears, you're kind of like, oh no. And you can understand why they would, I don't know, maybe put candles on a tree and light that thing up, or maybe like get together and have celebrations, or maybe, you know, it makes sense. And so when you think about this time of year and you think about the community that like everyone, you know, it's dark, it's kind of miserable, half the world, and at least in the northern hemisphere, we're all freezing our asses off, and everyone's kind of like it's a little community thing. And I think that's kind of built into the nature of who we are, that we always talk about seasonal depression, but a lot of the cure for seasonal depression is to get the hell out of the house and like go be a part of things and do, which again seems pretty like ancient in origin of like, come on, it's cold as hell and you've been in your damn cave. Let's go party, dude. Let's eat these mushrooms and forget about it.
Yeah. Well, then you're melting into the ground and all kinds of things are happening.
Oh, which by the way, totally off topic.
Oh,
no. last night I was in bed reading Reddit and there, it might still be on the front page. There was an entire post about some dude discovering that salvia was a thing. If we're on the topic,
dude
discovering salvia was a thing. And he asked about it and he said, like, has anyone ever had trips with this? What's this like? And all the comments are essentially boiled down to
one and never again.
It lasts about 5 minutes and the total experience might be 15. I will never do it again. This is what happened. And every single one is like, dude, space time ripped open and I fell through reality. Yeah. And I was just like, That sounds cool. That sounds good. It sounds terrifying.
I want to experience that, but I'm too scared right now. I don't want to break my brain this young.
One guy talked about how he lived an entire life. One guy, I swear to you, this guy goes, I lived a life as a tree, and I was cut down and forced to be a log in a log cabin.
Yes, I read that comment.
I was like, bro,
It was one who replied to that to talk about he became a thread in the couch.
Kind of lit.
And at the end, he didn't want to leave the threads. He said, I'm not a human, I'm a thread. And then he had to like adjust for like 10 minutes that he was human again. And when he came to, he was holding his shoe.
But then some guy posted a bunch of, he was like, look, let me be I'm the OG here. I've done it a bunch. Either do very little, so you have like a kind of weird trip, but you're like in your room, or do a ton so that you like disassociate from reality. He's like, when you're in the middle and you think you're like doing a medium dose, your body is still feeling things and reacting, but your brain is seeing crazy stuff. So you will feel like you're there and you're in it and you're losing your mind. And he's like, no, you either go very little or you blow your mind. There is no in between. And I was like, I feel like it's a helpful tip, but still terrifying.
Also, yeah, terrifying. I would like to experience that once before I die. So like when I'm at 80, and well, we're like doing episode 6,000.
He was like, do it with friends, one at a time. Be there for each other. He's like, sometimes people have great trips and they'll like experience. Yeah.
No.
He's like, sometimes they'll experience like transcendentalism. And he's like, and sometimes they will end up being like in a river being chased by a fish.
Don't put that one on a pedestal, gang. I've seen people do salvia. It makes you just look like a primordial worm.
Here's the thing. There is a reason why, for the most part, it's legal. And it's because it's not a drug people return to.
Oh, but that, yeah, sure. Nobody's like, there's no black
there's
market
no
for salvia.
There's no chance of addiction to it. It like messes, because
you
the
will
high
not
is,
love it. No way.
Yeah, yeah, mushrooms, like you can walk away being like, I see society for what it is. I'm a better person now. I face my demons and society doesn't work like this. It shouldn't be working like this. And then the government's like, no, we can't have that.
Let me be very clear. Salvia is a mint. It's literally part of the mint family.
That's awesome.
That's
so funny.
It's like sage, right? It's like some kind of like just.
Yeah,
kinda...
it's just like I guess it's one of those like it makes you high for like 5 minutes and then you spend another 10 trying to like figure out what the hell just happened and then you're fine
and then you're back. Yeah, they say you're back to like reality very quickly.
I think that's the illusion of like, oh, it's so like it's just a real quick thing, dude, so like just try it. And it's like we're like party drug. It is no party drug. That thing will make you be like, I lived a lifetime as another person in another world.
There's a room like- you go into in the party with the door door closes behind you where you go do salvia. You might jump out the window of the room that you're in. You just don't want to. Don't put it on a pedestal.
I have no interest. I'll stick with my mushrooms, and it's almost been a year since I've done them.
You're fine if you do it. You're going to be fine.
Just go to that red. Yeah, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to like.
It's not for fun.
It's not that drug, but it will like. Your mind is what it does to your brain. Some guy was like, it literally is like a hard reset of your brain.
It's the pursuit of knowledge. Somebody was saying like, somebody was saying
that's what draws me to mushrooms a lot.
Somebody was saying like rewires your sense of touch to your like eye senses and stuff like that, where you just lose your mind.
I don't want
awful.
I don't want like none of that seems cool to me.
Dude.
I don't
want
to be a part of that. But I will say videos on YouTube are the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, when there's a ha,
they fall. They're just like sitting on stairs. First off, don't sit on stairs. They're like falling over and be like, bro, where am I? I don't want that.
I've
but
been
I
gone
like
for a thousand years.
That's terrifying. God. No.
Well, I'm going to hold my thing off to next week, and we'll end next year on Coast to Coast's list of the top strangest UFO encounters of 2022.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. That's a great
mini-sode. That's
going to
be next week's mini-sode. We'll crush it with that. Thank you guys so much for watching and supporting us up here on Patreon. If you're listening for free, I hope you enjoyed this mini-sode compilation. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Talkspace for sponsoring today's episode. And at this point, I don't know what to say. If you've been listening to the show for so long, you know how much mental health means to me. Even outside of Talkspace, just in general, mental health has such an important place in my life. It shaped basically my entire first 30 years of my life. Long story. But let's just say, without therapy, I don't know where I would be right now. And I mean that incredibly genuinely. Therapy is just... Listen, the way I look at it, you take care of your body, you take care of your teeth, you take care of your skin, Why does everybody ignore the brain? Because you talk, and therefore because you talk, it means it doesn't do anything? That's not how it works. Science has shown that's not how it works. Therapy is great. And with Talkspace, you can find the therapist that works right for you. And if you're worried about seeing a therapist or psychiatrist, wondering if it would be helpful, or you might not even have the time to find one or meet up with them or afford them, then you need to try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist. I already said, don't do that. Just go to Talkspace and work through your problems. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy. Talkspace also lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session. If this all sounds like something you've been wanting to give a try, then just do it. And there's no better time than right now. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/chill. To match with a licensed therapist today, that's all you got to do is go to Talkspace.com/chill to get your $80 off of your first month, and you get to show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/chill. And thank you again to Talkspace for sponsoring today's episode.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back.
Chilluminati
Minisode 119.
I didn't see you there.
It's a me. It's a me minisode today, boys. Just
it's
me.
It's a me, Mario.
Me, myself, and so. Me. It's me. It's a me, Mario. Okay,
it's exactly. A me, Mario.
We'll see how many this is.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's just dive into it because we've got a couple things we want to talk about. First, Jesse, do you know what I was talking about earlier on the main episode where I was teasing the Christopher Mellon thing?
Not a clue.
Do you know who Christopher Mellon is?
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's educate
a guy
Jesse
who
real
sells
quick.
No. Melons.
He invented. You know? He invented the melon. That's right.
Melons are named after him.
No, yeah, he was correct. Like in the Department of Defense. So, he's like a military guy.
He is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence, former Minority Staff Director, Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. So he was, you know, government guy. And he put out a blog post on December 24th, very, very shortly after Biden signed into law the omnibus spending bill, which is like has the UFO legislation in it.
Sure.
And in this post, he says a few things that once put the more feathers in the cap that at the very least, some of those MJ-12 documents are real. Now, if you remember from the MJ-12 episode, Jesse, you even brought up like, well, if they're real, then like you think some of it might be fake and some of it might be real, like that right. Kind of thing. And this doesn't give a definitive answer. I'm just putting that out there. However, it does continue to push into the corner of maybe some of those documents are real. And the reason is in this post, he goes over the five big things that the new law allows people who are within the UAP world to do. It provides greatly enhanced authorities and resources for the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO, which now reports directly to the leaders of the Defense Department and Intelligence Committee instead of what they were doing before. And as we brought up last time, it mandates a review of all intelligence documents involving UAPs from 1945 to present, requires DOD, DHS, and the IC to identify any non-disclosure agreements related to UAP and provide those to the new AARO office. So how many people are signed in under NDAs, we don't know yet. It directs the new AARO or AARO office to develop a UAP science plan to assess the sometimes mysterious and mind-bending capabilities being reported, as well as a collection plan to leverage America's vast technical intelligence apparatus to determine where these objects are coming from and their capabilities and intent. And finally, like it provides a secure process for anyone who has signed an official U.S. government secrecy agreement related to UAP to come forward and reveal that information to AARO and to Congress, regardless of the level of classification, without fear of retribution or prosecution. So it's like the big, big, big things that have kind of like come about in the UAP thing. And then he goes on to say a few things that are kind of interesting. He talks about, he goes, even before this whistleblower legislation was signed into law, credible individuals were providing Congress information alleging that the U.S. government has recovered ET technology. I don't know about that last part, but we do know that people have been having closed door meetings with Congress for like all of 2022 about UAP stuff, even a couple public pieces of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
This process began in 2019 when I brought astrophysicist Dr. Eric Davis to Capitol Hill to meet with staff from the Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committees. Dr. Davis, author of the famous Wilson Davis memo provided specific information lending credence to what was known as sensational reports that an official U.S. government program is actively seeking to exploit recovered technology. And the Wilson Davis memo is kind of the crux here, because the Wilson Davis memo, we talked about in Roswell a little bit. We talked about in MJ-12 a little bit. I don't think we went into it great deal or great depth, but the memo, I will link you to it because it was entered into congressional evidence in this summer, brought up during it. So you can now get it off of Congress's website, which is, I downloaded it there. I'm also going to get it to you.
It's basically like all hinging. It almost doesn't matter what it says so much as it bounces back and forth whether it's true or not is the thing that's more important.
Right. Well,
like, if it's true, it confirms this entire like video game style mythology. And if it's not true, then it's nothing.
Again, yes and no, because the MJ-12 thing, I don't think all of those documents are real. I think there's fake documents in there. And I don't think it adds to like the magical aspect, only that the government has had a small group of people that are experts on UFOs kind of doing things before. I said off camera, NASA's kind of doing that now, except it's out in public. They have their own list of like 10 people that are specialists in their fields to address the UFO thing. The reason that the memo, if it's real, is important, which comes from the October 16th of 2002, is specifically the quote where says, Miller asked the question on MJ-12/UFO cabal crashed UFO, confirmed the call Miller late June 97, and told that he, Miller, was right. There is such an organization in existence.
What page is this on?
This first page. This is only two pages to the memo. It's okay. A very, very short memo. And then he goes, what did you tell? Says, I found it where I looked, who I talked to, but did not name everyone. That's it. Then the guy goes, I show Miller a letter to me, EWD, David, 42502. Please evaluate. Didn't tell Miller everything. Miller knows what I did in a Pentagon records group search, but no more. Miller can make good educated guess on who contractors has alien hardware. Do not pay Miller. Sounds hard up to pay for nice Florida home and private beach privilege. It would confirm that the MJ-12 thing. And then it would also put more weight in Bob Lazar's corner, though I still don't think Bob Lazar is legit. I think much like me and Alex were talking about off camera, the man is very good at being very vague and always leaving himself.
He never adds anything to the conversation. Like I'm saying,
the only thing I will say he ever brought forward is, well, he did have a VHS tape of what is potentially a UFO in the airbase where he's trying to film it with his friends. But the whole element, like 117 or 113, whatever the energy neutral element he says he had and that the UFO operated off of. But that's it. Like that's it. And that's not really anything new. Even back then, that wasn't like a new idea. Right.
There's not like a variable. You know what I mean? Like he's just basically inventing prophecy. Like he's not providing information. Yes. If he provided a piece of physical evidence of any kind would be great from Bob Lazar.
I'm going to just link this for Jesse as well. This is Christopher Mellon's. He posted this blog.
Yeah,
on
I would
his
love
website.
To see this.
That's his website. That's Christopher Mellon's thing. I'll give you his Twitter as well, where he kind of announced it. He's big in the UFO world. He's also very much not aligned with, but usually him and Lou Elizondo end up coming up together quite often because Lou Elizondo was also, we know, at very least worked for the government, and to what degree is disputed because, you know, we'll see. It's not proof, but if this is yet another edge toward like, is the MJ-12 document real, then man, like who fucking knows? Like, I don't, you know, like if they are real, how much of is it real? What parts of it are real? Cause you know, there's that giant bogus that was written over it by the FBI and some of the thing is like, and that was part of what we talked about during the MJ-12 episode. Some of the papers look super legit. Others look legit, but if you know what to look for, look fabricated. So it's just like fucking weird. Like
they look like horror game, like they look like designed documents that are supposed to look like redacted documents.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The biggest problem with this is like even in the thing you sent me, I don't know how to best describe this. It's not the most eloquent way, but just the example here is I'm not claiming the information provided to Congress or to the AARO proves that Earth has been visited by extraterrestrials. However, and then proceeds to say a bunch of stuff and then says,
the you know, media is doing a disservice to not investigating this, basically. Mm-hmm. And that is, unfortunately, for our current state of affairs in the world, same lines of when, like, someone makes up a thing, says, well, I saw that congressperson cohort with Satan at the pizza parlor, and it's the media's fault for not investigating it. And it's like, so why are you putting it on the media to do it?
The media did cover it. Like, the media did cover it when those videos leaked, and they covered it for a few days. Like, it was a big thing for a few days.
About it. I think the thing here is that it's always kind of like, I put it forward. Why won't anyone else cover? And it's like, I don't know, bro. Like,
it's weird because they're saying it's potentially big.
There's
no reason.
So, because now it's up to those who have gone quiet to come forward again.
The moment an actual piece of information is revealed, mm-hmm. right? The moment that any of this legislation reveals actual information to the public is the moment that the media is going to immediately follow it because everybody's going to care about it.
Right, but it falls in the same fallacy of when you're lying to someone and you're like, oh, it's on you to prove that I'm lying. It's the same thing.
On Twitter, like, to me the other day, they made a point and I was like, where? And they said, you know what I mean. And I go, no, that's not how this works.
That's not how this, like, you provide me the evidence and then we go from there. You can't be like, you know what I'm talking about.
You can't just say no to people.
Yeah,
this is like literally just saying, I'm not claiming the information provided is proof. But here's a bunch of things that I think could be proof. The media needs to figure it out. Like that. What? That's not how this works, though. And that's a problem because that's how we get on that like weird like QAnon shit.
Yes.
Where it's like,
as we talked in MJ12, how very quickly it can slip. Which is like, again, when you take this, it's not, as I said at the very start, it's not proof that the MJ documents are real. It's simply another feather in the cap. And the thing about feathers is they're pretty fucking light.
Yeah, one day it's normal, you're chilling, it's the green stone. The next day you wake up, you're looking at the red stone all of a sudden. Yeah. You don't know what's happened.
It's just, it's another one of those fascinating developments in the UAP world of 2022. And I'm eager to see what 2023 brings us. And it's just something to keep an eye on. I will keep an eye on the weird stuff that kind of just happens behind the scenes that nobody really like talks about and doesn't prove anything, but it's something to keep your eye on.
I was literally talking today with a good friend of ours who came over to like work on a project, and he was asking about Illuminati because he was listening and he was asking about aliens, which I think was fascinating. But he was like, you know, you have to believe that there's, you know, something if the US government is saying all this stuff. And I was like, I mean, I believe it's something, absolutely. Yeah. But the thing that interests me more isn't what it is. I mean, I guess that's part of it. But like the idea that the government, by admitting they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They are either saying, one, this is something that another country has made that we can't control that flies over our airspace. Or two, it's something that is not from this planet or from different. Either way, it's fascinating.
Yes,
like, I don't care at the end of the day what it actually is. The fact is that something is happening and the government's like, I don't know. And that's, you know, because he was like, well, maybe the government's like a trick by the government. I was like, why would the government admit that they can't control their own airspace? Like, their job is to protect the country, and them openly being like, we really can't do that. That's a public danger.
Good. Yeah, that's not
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fascinating.
Exactly. It's very interesting. And like, again, at the same time, there also would be in doing that because they, you know, they'd also be alerting our enemies that their shit works.
Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't that not be just an admission that their shit is working by us saying we don't know what it is?
Exactly. They would never, if it was real enemy tech, they would never admit it was happening in a million years.
That's what I'm saying. So what is it? It's like, we don't know, man. We don't know. And we're, I've said it before. And like you said, Jesse and Alex, like, I more believe that the government doesn't fucking know what they're dealing with than to believe they have a contract with the Greys to abduct children at night on Thursdays.
Right. You know, like, think of it like ants, dude. Ants don't know what a person is.
Exactly.
And we don't meet with the ants and have a conversation with them.
One of the things the guy put in his blog, again, as part of his speculation, is like the AI angle. And it's like, I find that interesting because not necessarily that I believe it's an AI, but it may very well be, if these are things that are not from here, they may very well just be unmanned drones, just like watching us, you know, like nothing with anything in it, no living beings in it, just like zipping around, looking at us and then going away. Cause that seems to be a lot of what happens. The other thing is they might just be from fucking under the water. If that's what they're from, fuck, who knows? That being said, this minisode we'll go through real quick is Coast to Coast Strangest UFO Sightings of 2022. We'll start right here with the Transmedium UFO photograph submerged in Lake Titicaca, everybody. I'll just link you right to the article because it's there you go. It got the video right there. You need to tell me what you see because I don't see anything. And I can't quite tell what it is that we're supposed Telemundo? To be. It's from ARV. Copa Munadal? I don't know. Yeah,
Telemundo. On Telemundo. Oh,
no. Yeah, you got it. So this is
looks like a car. I don't know. I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird.
It's underwater.
Yeah, it's very strange.
They brought out the rods.
Yeah, I'm getting the rods out.
They got the rods out.
There we go. We go to dowsing rods, and they're spinning it all over the place. Oh, yeah. Bring out the dowsing rods. That'll convince people.
Dude, that one dowsing rod is going nuts, though. It looks like a car underwater, though. I cannot understand why.
Yeah, it does not look like anything else.
I mean, literally, go back, slow-mo that video of the dowsing rod. She is just spinning her wrist like a crazy person.
Yeah, dude, she's got a loose grip. She's like, She's like, look at it move. Look at it move.
Yeah.
Witnesses number two. Witnesses in Israel were mystified this year by a long, glowing object that resembled a lightning bolt frozen in place over a city. There you go, boys. It's the next one for you. And this is a weird thing over the city. You can kind of see it just starts right at the video at 47 seconds.
Okay.
And it's just this weird thing in the sky. This it does look like
Spider-Man
lights,
No Way Home portal.
It does have that vibe, yeah.
And the whole video, it doesn't move.
Dude, that's pretty good.
There's like some weird, yeah, it's very weird looking.
But
I wonder if that's like a natural phenomena, though, of like electrical discharge or something happening.
It could be, but it doesn't. I'll say this: it doesn't look like computer graphics to me immediately.
No, what it looks like to me. The way with the camera moves, it seems way too like it's not being tracked. It looks like it's bobbing incorrectly.
The problem is that it's only focused up at the there's a tree line.
Mm.
Like there's one tree, and then there's that, which is fine. But I'm curious what there was that one thing that happened in Vegas that everyone tweeted at us.
Yes,
do you see that, Mathis?
Like a little while ago.
And they were like, this past week.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Literally, that video.
I think it looked like a light show to me.
It is literally the reflective nature of the cloud cover with the lights of Vegas. And that could be this because it's cloudy and it looks moist.
But where is this, though? Hedera?
Israel? I mean, this is one light, though. It could be one building.
What they're saying is, it might have been an illumination coming from a construction crane working in the city. I don't know.
Oh,
it's
dude.
Weird.
Yeah. Dude. 100% pause at 124. Pause it. It's a crane.
124.
Pause exactly at 124. That is straight up. You can see the front and the back and the little cabin where a dude sits.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a crane.
The thing at the top that blinks to make people know how tall
it's a crane.
Oh my god, that's a crane. Yeah. Whoa.
When you said that, I was like, oh, this is exactly what it is.
Hey, we love to bunk debunkable shit. All right, next up. A metallic sphere that seemed to sport lights around its circumference was reported by multiple residents of eastern Tennessee, including one professional photographer who managed to snap a picture of the oddity, which I will give you here. You may have seen this photo. This came around in May. I think we've talked about it on the minisode.
Odd UFO appears in Tennessee. Okay, let's see what's going on here.
It's just a snapshot. He didn't take a video. It was just a photograph of the thing. It looks like a jellyfish almost, honestly.
It does. I don't have a lot to say about this one. Like, it looks cool, I guess. I don't know. This
I mean, it does qualify as UFO. It is unexplained.
It just could
be
fucking
an unexplained aerial phenomenon. Well, I bet you guys are excited to see the UFO that was spotted over Buckingham Palace during the Queen's Jubilee Parade this year.
Yes.
Did you know that that happened?
She went home.
No.
She went home. She died.
Dude, the Queen's thing. That
so,
was my
favorite.
You
look. Okay, it's going to start right away, and it's right behind the jets. And it's above the smoke.
I remember this.
So we know it's above the smoke, at the very least.
It looks good.
It could be a really close bug, though.
Could be anything. I mean,
right?
It could be a drone. It could be...
It could be a drone.
Could be a drone, yeah.
Could be just the parallax effect of a bug close
for those
by.
Who are looking... For those who can't see, it really is like they're the jets that are just flying across, streaking the colors of Britain, and right behind it, like this white little, it looks kind of big
dot.
In relation.
Yeah.
It's a dot. It just zooms in a pretty straight line behind them.
It's pretty circular,
over the smoke.
Too, to be honest. Yeah.
It's like a very round object.
Scary footage came from the Queen's funeral procession when there was that thing that was like, came through on the radio that was like, she's
trapped. That's right.
Yeah, that
yeah,
radio
we talked
thing
about
was
that.
Wild.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's my favorite thing. That's my favorite UFO of the year, even though it's not a UFO.
Well, there you go. Are you feeling impressed by that one?
I don't know what that is, but it certainly when they invert the colors, it's like it's kind of a circle.
Doesn't look fake. I'll put it that way. Doesn't look fake.
I don't know what it is. All right.
Halfway through the list here, a woman in Mexico captured footage of a truly bizarre star-shaped object hovering in the sky, and the anomaly was later filmed by another witness the following day, which is what we're seeing here. Obviously, it's a YouTube video that is also a TikTok.
A YouTube video that's also a TikTok.
You know what?
Does the TikTok version have like, oh no,
so
oh,
there it
no.
Is.
That, oh no, no,
no, no, no,
this,
no.
Man, I don't know. This looks kind of fake to me.
This I'm out on this one. This looks like, if it's really there, it looks like some kind of 3D object or like a balloon of some kind, but I don't even agree that it's there. This looks fake to me.
I think we talked about this one early in the year, and
I think
and
we do.
There is some sort of balloon that is exactly shaped like this that they sell, and it's like marketed for weather stuff. Like, I don't want to be that guy who's like, it's a weather balloon, but I'm pretty sure that there's you can go look it up online. That like the exact thing looks like this. It does kind of look like either a spiky top or some kind of like it has.
Somebody suggested a star looking kite that a kid just has on a string and is just kiting not too far away from.
If you want to know what this looks like, imagine like the secret boss in a Final Fantasy game. Like it has this like bizarre shape to it that seems so otherworldly.
It looks like that alien thing that's like famously in the atmosphere, kind of. What's that thing called? You know, that like black object that's like floating just outside of the like atmosphere of the Earth. I forget what it's called.
Which just left not too long ago.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever
you're talking
it was.
About the Om Noah, that long thing, and it left, and nobody knows how it left or why it left. It's just gone now.
Yeah,
which
love
is also
that.
Wild.
Love that.
That was the thing I wanted. Remember how last week? Oh my God. Do you remember how last week I said there was something I wanted to talk about that I remembered I had an update for?
It's gone.
And I can't remember. That was it. That the Om Namoa thing left. It left our orbit.
Maybe
and
this
we
is
don't
it.
Know where it went.
Maybe this was it just before
it's
it left.
So weird. Jesse, remember, you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like.
It's called like the
It was like a long rock. It looked like a long
Somebody's
asteroid.
Somebody's probably screaming it out there.
Weird
I know exactly. Yeah, that long ass asteroid. It's part of the reason why they developed that team. Because the team, they were like, we need to learn how to land on asteroids. We need to learn how to like go visit things and determine what the hell they are. Yeah.
Here it is. It was around. It came around in 2017, and it's gone now. Named Oumuamua by its discoverers, is up to 1/4 mile long and highly elongated, 10 times as long as it is wide. The aspect ratio is greater than that of any asteroid or comet observed in our solar system. To date, that comes from NASA,
and it's the one that was moving faster the closer it got, right?
Yeah, and I want to see if I'm right.
Or maybe
about
it was
it
slowing down. One of the two. It like was asteroids don't do that.
Nothing
whatever it was,
sense.
It's gone, huh?
Interesting.
Gone. I want to make sure
you
I'm
know
not
what?
Crazy.
They came by.
Yeah, it's gone. It left. It left. The first.
This
yeah,
week?
They left.
Is there footage of it?
I'm looking right now.
Wait, it just like up and left this like month, this week?
On October 16th, it moved back north of the ecliptic plane and passed beyond the orbit of Mars. On November 1st, Oumuamua passed beyond Jupiter's orbit. In May 28th, And beyond, it moved beyond Neptune's orbit this year, 2022. So it started leaving a while ago and is like now gone. We can't see it anymore.
Interesting.
You know what's crazy? So on the solarsystem.nasa.gov website, hold on, let me send you this. They have a model of its trajectory, and it literally makes a direct course for Earth and then stays with Earth for a long time.
Yeah,
that's weird, dude.
Yeah, man, it's
like it goes
weird.
With our trajectory around
it goes
the sun,
doop, and then just goes with us and then goes somewhere else.
So it's discovered in 2017, crazy. Right. Briefly classified as an asteroid until new measurements were found. Blah, blah, blah. Is it gone? I don't know.
I mean, if it's past the outer planets,
yeah, it's gone. That's what
thing looked like, by the way.
Yes, that's how it looked, which is weird. Yeah, look at that. It just comes by, hangs out.
literally goes in line with Earth and then like scoots around outside with Earth for a little bit and then zips away. Either that, I mean, like that could be very cool coincidence, which is cool, admittedly, yeah. But also like, okay.
Yeah, no known asteroid or comet from our solar system varies so widely in brightness with such a large ratio between length and width. The most elongated objects we have seen to date are no more than 3 times longer than they are wide.
But again, amazing. This is one of those things where, unless we're looking directly at it, we see like 10% of the sky.
Right.
Maybe less.
Not even. It's like a grain of sand. Like, it's so insane.
Truthfully, we don't particularly know. There could be other ones like this. This is the only one we found.
Yeah, I'm just looking at like a few large ground-based telescopes continued to track the fading object as it receded from our planet. Two of NASA's space telescopes, Hubble and Spitzer, track the object trailing about 85,700 miles per hour relative to the sun. Its outbound path is about 20 degrees above the plane of planets that orbit the sun. The object passed Mars orbit around November 1st, and it passed Jupiter's a while back. Beyond Saturn's, and now it's beyond Neptune from this year. Like, to the point where I don't, like, the reason I think it was a news this year is because it's now out of our ability to see it. It's gone. We can't see it.
What's crazy about this is, based on the thing they have on this website, it isn't like it comes in from outside, passes the outer planets, and then comes to us and goes back out. This shit comes from the Z-axis.
Goes straight down. To us. Bang. Yeah.
Right to us, and then is like, oh, okay. And then heads 90 out.
90 degrees on, angle. Yeah.
That's like, I've never seen anything like that's crazy. Either that happens all the time and I'm just dumb, which is possible, or that is
it
awesome.
It looks
like,
pretty good in the diagram. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. It's weird because then astronomers go on to say Oumuamua passes through the inner solar system about once per year, but they are faint. Types objects similar to Oumuamua passes through the inner solar system about once per year, but they are faint and hard to spot and have been missed until now. So how do you know? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that just makes it scarier. Cool.
Yeah, but that's anyway, what you mean.
Yeah, that balloon looks like that thing.
Yeah, man. Okay, thank you for I'm just happy I got that out of my brain.
Now that's some cool space stuff. I love that.
It is
that.
Cool space that's shit. Neat. Like, what the fuck, man? All right, last few. A Pakistani man was left scratching his head when he noticed an eerie black triangle that hovered over a city for hours. And I'm going to send you the video, as always.
In Pakistan, I believe this is some U.S. drone, to be honest.
Yeah, no shit.
You say stuff like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, just hovering. It's just hovering.
Okay.
Ominously. Look at it. It doesn't look fake to me, not the way it seems to move. But maybe it is. It's hard to fucking tell.
This just looks like it's very small. This looks like a classic, like, UAP. Remarkable, but, like, not fake looking. You're right.
Yeah, correct, but nothing remarkable.
And it does kind of line up with what you would imagine from being on the ground. When he zooms in, everything like checks out ratio-wise. You know what I mean? Seem fake.
It looks legit,
Yeah, it's another weird, interesting thing. This one is just, I think, a weird nature. While visiting a national park dubbed Devil's Punch Bowl, a British woman did something of a double take when she looked overhead and saw what seemed to be a cube-shaped cloud.
What? Cube-shaped. All right.
I'm here for a cube-shaped cloud.
There you go.
Let's go.
I love a good shaped cloud.
Oh,
I mean,
that is a cube-shaped cloud. That's fucking weird.
It is a cube-shaped cloud.
Ever seen Nope?
Nope.
This is exactly like the Nope.
The Nope. Yeah. There you go. It is straight up a cube-shaped cloud. She does pans back and forth, but
admittedly, it is a 90-degree shaped cloud. 90 degree angle shape.
Like
we don't know what the backside looks like.
True. It looks like a 3D cube from here. Correct.
If you looked at it from a different angle, it might look different. But that's
very true.
I love a good cloud shape. I love when they look.
Unnecessary bass on that video, though. I'll say that.
I just have them all muted at this point. Next up is something straight out of Kansas City. What appears to be a partially cloaked UFO, which was inadvertently filmed by a home security system at a residence. Here you go. We now, you know, these are the most trustworthy kinds of cameras out there.
This is the Dobby effect right here.
That just looks to me like.
Does this have a time code?
Jump to 17 seconds.
Oh, what?
Perfect. Yeah.
What?
This is insane.
This is fucking insane. And you see cars driving by, so it's not like. Yeah, there it goes. It's like a triangle looking thing. And it's just
like
floating.
Fly the Navigator right here.
The longer you look at it, it looks like one of the Covenant ships from Halo.
Yeah. Now they zoom out and you can see it in the background how big it looked, because that was a zoomed in version of it.
It, I mean, that's a thing. All right. It also kind of at some angles looks like the ship that all of the guys in every Avengers movie get into.
Yeah.
Whatever that damn thing's
Quinjet.
Called. The Quinjet. Yeah. Yeah. Looks like that.
And there it goes, and it disappears. So it disappears behind the tree. At least it's not like a bug really close. It literally disappears behind the tree.
Something about it feels like a projection to me.
I kind of get that feeling too. Like it might be a trick weird of the about light.
It, but mm-hmm. I like it. It looks it's like cool. Flight of the Navigator or Close Encounters.
Weird. I mean, it's weird looking. Yeah.
It is weird looking. All right. This next one is, you know, take it with a grain of salt in my mind, but this is a fantastic set of photos that circulated on social media back in August, purportedly showing a flying saucer that floated over a city in Mexico. And you're going to see why you take it with a grain of salt. And I, you know, maybe not surprised that Coast to Coast added to their list.
Is that okay.
That's it. No, that's the picture. You can go down. There's some other pictures.
I thought the picture at the top was the picture, but
there's a Twitter thing up below.
This one. There it is. Looks like
a frisbee.
It's hanging from that fucking line right there.
Yeah, it looks small. Like it's very hard to tell.
It looks like a plate. It looks like a hubcap. Like it doesn't.
Yeah. Unlike the previous one from Pakistan, this one looks. It doesn't look like it has the depth of like. Yes. It looks like it
looks
is
close.
Closer.
It looks like a toy almost. I agree.
It definitely looks like a small frisbee.
That one never convince me.
But also, it's a photo. Like
three more.
I don't buy photos. I don't buy anymore. Pull out your camera phone. Take a thing. Please. I'm not doing photos.
Taking a break from his overnight job to film a storm sweeping across the area, a Texas man captured footage of an inexplicable object that suddenly fell from the sky.
Go on.
Here you go. And I will see if I can find a good timestamp for you.
Okay.
You can get it. Yeah, you go to I go love to the about storm 15 intro. Seconds.
That's cool as hell.
15 seconds and watch it as it slowed so you can see it easier.
Whoa.
I mean, that is
something. It could just be a meteor. It could literally just be a meteor.
But even getting, if it was a meteor, even capturing that is pretty cool.
This is UFO, like in the most general sense.
Right. It's unidentified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even at the articles, like a lot of people say it's a meteor, but what do you think? It's like, I think it's a meteor.
I believe it is a meteor, sir.
Yeah, exactly. All right, two more to go. Next up, a particularly puzzling case out of Taiwan featured a pair of floating blue streaks that were joined by a group of orbs which appeared out of thin air and then encircled the anomalies.
Okay. I have to, I'm like, this year, we saw so many cool looking ones and none of them have been on this. I'm upset.
I know. I think we've seen better ones.
We've seen better ones than this
one's
list.
Got nice synth music going with it.
This once I'm waiting for the point where they get encircled by little orbs. Okay. Yeah.
Yo, that's
the beginning. It's kind of happening, right?
Yeah. But like you could see them get encircled a little bit later, easier. It's kind of faint around it.
Can I ask you a question?
Seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the top and lights again? Cloud. That's fog cloud ahead. Do you think there's a stadium and those are the lights of the stadium, the top of it? And then the lights around it are the spotlights of the state, like a show or the outside of the arena.
This one, when it's super cloudy like this, it's hard for me to say that it's coming in, that it's in the air.
Yeah, because it looks like lights.
It looks like a projection, genuinely, yeah.
Yeah, it does look like another weird kind of light show.
It is striking. I mean, it looks great. Like, it's just, you know, it looks cool. The synth is doing half the work on that one.
All right, well, we got one more. This is from Mexico, and a remarkable mass sighting in Mexico. Multiple groups of people saw and filmed what seemed to be a slowly rotating disc in the sky.
Oh, I think this one's like legit.
I think we talked about
this. Yeah, I think we saw this
one. I'm trying to remember. This came out in September. Yes, we definitely talked about this. This is one of the ones that was kind of cool, actually. Like, very weird.
This looks real because we have multiple viewings of it, right?
Yeah, yes. There's other angles to it and stuff. There's other things going on.
Plus, a lot of people are seeing it and pointing at it.
Some people say it was like, it could have been SpaceX Starlink satellites, but we usually lay out. Yeah, exactly. We've seen those. That doesn't look like that.
The thing that's interesting about this, and again, I don't know what it is, but nothing that is a satellite or rocket does what happens at like 109.
Yeah,
it cycles through lights.
Yeah.
It goes like two, then like that. It's very... And the angle isn't a reflection on the ground.
No, and this would be a lot of actors and a lot of visual effects for like
it'd have to be multiple drones. Yeah, like
now, time, see, this is a fascinating. This is like a winner. This the best part is the guy.
I'm glad
end,
this
like,
one was the last one.
Me too. Me too. Honestly, that's it for our minisodes here in 2022. I think if anything in 2022 as a whole, I think this was the year I moved Jesse slightly more toward the alien world. Not necessarily a
bunch. I don't know alien world, but I've always been interested.
I've led you further to the world of curiosity and asking questions.
I love curiosity.
I do too. Thank you guys for supporting the show all year long. This was, it's been such a fun time. We'll be back after the new year with our first episode of 2023. I don't want to spoil what it is, but we'll have a good time, boys. Don't you worry. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Yeehaw.
Bye.
Yeehaw. Anyway, me and my wife were sitting outside indulging on our porch one night, enjoying ourselves. I needed to go to the bathroom, so I stepped back inside, and after a few moments, I hear my wife go, "Holy shit, get out here." So I quickly dash back outside, and she's looking up at the sky in awe. I look up too, and there's a perfect line of dozen lights traveling across the sky.